This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
But it's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in hour number two. Here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, Dirt and Sprague with you on this Thursday. Thought we were going to have nothing but sunshine and the clouds roll back in. Damn it, man. Really good thoughts here at the Better You Today text line of who you pay, who you don't pay. We'll jump back into that one at some point as well.
It's not an easy answer, man.
It isn't. And I think everybody makes valid points on both sides of it, which makes it so difficult. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour. But we're going to start hour number two talking with Kerry Murdoch. He is the part of the Morning Animals on 98.1, the sports animal in Oklahoma City Sports Radio. He's on Twitter at Kerry A. Murdoch, and he joins us now. Kerry, thanks for the time, man, here in Portland. We appreciate it. Damian Lillard's wave goodbye was really a wave goodbye to the Thunder having to rebuild and retool their franchise. What's been the reaction to all of this movement with Oklahoma City?
See, are you trying to get me to hang up right away?
No, actually, you know what? No.
It all worked out. The Thunder got rid of that defensive liability known as Paul George, let, you know, Damian Lillard hit that shot.
It's a bad shot anyways, right?
It didn't matter, did it?
I mean, it has to have been, like, we were sitting here just from the outside looking in at OKC, and they were pretty quiet this offseason. Didn't have a lot of cap flexibility, just kind of think, all right, they're running it back. And it's amazing how much things have changed in the matter of like 2 weeks. And now it feels like the entire thing has been blown up. Like, what are people saying about Paul George? Because I don't feel like that guy's getting criticized enough after just signing the deal and then 1 year later getting a phone call and then demanding a trade.
Well, you got to realize, Paul George, in terms of what he did versus what Kevin Durant did, which is to leave a team after, you know, not under contract, when so many, you look around the league and so many people have tried to work. Now, Kawhi Leonard's kind of been able to do what he's done, but for the most part, you see a lot of guys trying to do sign and trades to help teams out. And the fact that Paul George actually came to, you know, Sam Presti and Thunder management and said, look, I want to make a move. I want to do this. Let's see if we can put something together. And the fact that the trade was, you know, one of the better trades that you've ever seen in terms of what they got back, that can allow them to start a rebuild. I think, you know, no one's happy. No one loves it. I mean, it hurts if you're a fan to see someone not want you, but at the same time, you aren't left high and dry like you were when Kevin Durant did it, as late as he did it, even in free agency.
Absolutely. Kerry Murdoch is our guest, 98.1, the sports animal in Oklahoma City. He hosts the morning show there, and he's our guest. We're just talking OKC. They're rebuilding, and they're shopping Russell Westbrook now that Paul George is gone. Look, it feels weird. This is my perspective of your city in regards to the Thunder basketball, and you can correct anything if you think I'm wrong here. We have a guy that we value a lot in Damian Lillard. He's a good community guy. He's a good role model. He loves being on the franchise. He's committed. He doesn't want to leave. It seems like you guys have had this with Russell Westbrook. Now, he can be a frustrating player because he can't shoot as well as a Lillard, but he seems like he loves the community. He's committed to OKC. He wants to win a championship there. What have been the feelings of sports fans of the Thunder now that Russell Westbrook may end up being traded somewhere else and really ending this era of Oklahoma City Thunder basketball since they got there?
I mean, it would be bittersweet, and I think a lot of fans are trying to kind of work through the emotions of that right now, but they also know that, a lot of people have come in, a lot of people have come out, and you know, the Thunder just haven't been able to get over that hump with Russell Westbrook. And you know, this last year was strange because, you know, Russell had his spat with the media, and I, you know, finally started getting national coverage, but locally it went on all year, and it was, you know, not something we were not used to with Russell. I mean, that stuff that's been going on for a while, but at one point, you know, you're just kind of like, you know, what's the guy's deal? I mean, he seems to, you know, to be a really good guy, but yet he has this, you know, competitive side that also kind of it shows itself in a negative way at times. And you just kind of start to wonder, is this rubbing off on the franchise in the wrong way? Is it rubbing off on his teammates in the wrong way? And I'm not saying people got have been worn out or they're sick of Russell Westbrook, but it just kind of leaves this, you know, I think with a lot of fans, it just leaves this kind of bad taste in your mouth about, you know, is, and look, if Russell had shot the ball better this year, nobody would have, you know, said anything about, you know, all that stuff in the post game. But, you know, I think it, you, as a fan, you're kind of in that mode, like, well, if we have to start over, we have to start over, because you look at his contract. I mean, he's getting paid, getting ready to get paid $40 million, and he is not one of the, you know, what we considered one of the top four players in the league, top five players in the league. And I don't know what you can put around him to make the Thunder, you know, get it over that, you know, over that edge to toward a championship.
Yeah, well, now, I mean, looking at that possibility, I know Miami's been thrown out, but I think the latest rumor, although the Kawhi lesson should have taught us don't listen to rumors, but there's reporting that they don't want to give young pieces back in return. Now it's Houston's the newest team and apparently wants Russell Westbrook. What would be ideal for you, just looking at what OKC now is trying to do going into the future, what would be the ideal return in a Russell Westbrook trade?
I mean, you know, you want to get young players. You want to get, you know, if it's a player, you want it to be young. I mean, everybody's kind of enamored, you know, with Tyler Hero at Miami, but now they've got to wait 30 days since he just signed a deal. If that's going to happen, so you've kind of, and Russell has kind of hinted that, you know, Miami, not just through reports, but, you know, he's liked some stuff with him in a mock-up in a Miami, you know, for the city uniform on Instagram. So, you know that he would be for that trade. It's just now you have this dance between Pat Riley and Sam Presti about what am I going to give up? What are we going to get back? And I think it'd be really tough sometimes for, you know, Russell to find fits at other teams. Now, he and Jimmy Butler, that's a battle of wills that'll take place in that locker room. But Russ is a guy that's used to being the face of a franchise. He's a guy that's used to everyone following his lead in the locker room. Can he go to a place and coexist with other strong personalities? I don't think Houston would be a good fit, you know, from that perspective. I just don't think Houston, there's no way I can see that happening. So Minnesota to me would be a good landing spot, although I don't know how much interest Russell wants in going there. There's certainly, you know, talk of Detroit that's out there, but man, that seems like an even weirder fit than Minnesota for Russell. You know, it's just that he's got to be his own guy. He's got to rule the roost in Oklahoma City. I think it's going to be, you know, really tough from a fit standpoint to find somewhere where he's going to be happy and, you know, comfortable in that trade, and another team's comfortable having him. But obviously Miami's kind of one of those places that we know, you know, would fit that bill.
When you look back, when he does eventually get traded, when you look back on the era, KD, Harden, Westbrook, KD, Westbrook, just Westbrook, yeah, what are you really going to think about that run that they had when they get to that eventual start over?
It will be, you know, if everybody wants to finally talk about it, it'll be like one of the best 30 for 30s that's ever been produced. I mean, it is, there's so many twists and turns about it, but I think a lot of people have kind of had, you know, kind of put their own spin on history about it when everybody's kind of sat through it and watched it, you know, that was there for all the different pieces. I mean, there was a time when James Harden, you know, wanted to be the guy. He wasn't always going to be happy being a sixth man, and that was his best role when he was with the Thunder. And he's in a different, you know, headspace now. He's become an MVP. He is, you know, one of the greatest players in the league, and he runs his own stuff. I mean, you know, that was stuff that probably was never going to happen for him in Oklahoma City, and that's something that kind of ate and eroded that relationship that he had with not just with the Thunder, but even with his own teammates. I just think, you know, the Kevin Durant thing is always going to be the one that everybody scratches their heads wondering, yeah. You know, how did that happen? How do you go up from 3-1, lose a series, and then join the team that beat you? Having the entire time saying that you want to have your jersey retired, that Oklahoma City is where you want to be. He just wasn't honest with anybody on the outside around him. And I think people are always going to have negative feelings towards Durant with that.
Not to interrupt my co-host here who wants to ask you something, but I just feel like KD is going to look back and wonder about himself. You know what I mean? Always second-guessing everything he does and being bothered by so many things.
It's kind of colored every move that he's made. I mean, the burner accounts and, you know, changing his number now. I mean, every time he does something, people are just kind of like, dude, you're kind of a weak stick. I mean, you just are.
I've never heard that before. A weak stick. I like that. We got to start using that. So when Westbrook gets traded, are there more moves to come? Because, I mean, there's other assets. I know Grant got traded, and, you know, they're still kind of dealing a little bit here. Steven Adams, potentially. Like, is this going to end up being a total teardown?
You know, I think if Russell gets traded, and this has kind of been tossed around, that I think the Thunder would want to keep Steven Adams just as a guy that sets kind of the tone of the organization. That, he's kind of like the Papa Bear. I mean, he's been through – the wars. He got tutored by Kendrick Perkins when he was a young guy. He's really a true professional, and everybody likes him. He gets along with everybody. He kind of fits that corporate side of things that Sam Presti and the Thunder can know that they're represented on the court, and players respect him, and he plays hard. So even though he's probably a little bit overpaid as a center at $25 million, I think he's a guy that would help any kind of young talent that they bring in and kind of be a mentor for them in this league.
Yeah. Kerry Murdoch is our guest, 98.1 The Sports Animal in OKC, as the Thunder are looking to shop Russell Westbrook and kind of start over, rebuild, get those contracts off their books. I'll get you out of here on this one. How big of a help is it in your life, just as a sports fan in general? Because, rebuilds can be exciting, but they also kind of suck at the same time because they're not going to be very good. How great is it for you in your life to at least have Oklahoma football over there?
Well, it's Oklahoma football is a pretty good example of, for Thunder fans that might be down and out. Not saying that the Thunder were mediocre, but and not saying Bob Stoops was mediocre, but when you have someone like Bob Stoops that was around for 18 years and then he gives way to something new and something kind of exciting, that can really, help a fan base kind of find some new passion toward a team. And that's kind of what's happened with Oklahoma football and Lincoln Riley. And certainly, covering two straight Heisman Trophy winners, and Baker Mayfield was an unbelievable guy to cover for 3 years. Just a lot of fun to be around that every day. Just not knowing what he was going to say and, not being able to wait until he said something next. He's probably one of the most interesting guys that I've ever covered in sports. So I know people in Cleveland, they probably go to work every day feeling the same way. They cover the Browns. So, we're getting ready to start that stuff up with Big 12 media days coming up this week. And it'll be nice to get away from a trade generator for 5 minutes and just talk about college football.
Absolutely. We feel the same way up here in Portland, man. Hey, end of an era, but you never know. Maybe this leads to a title at some point for the Thunder. Kerry Murdoch, 98.1, the Sports Animal, sports radio over there in OKC, our guest. Kerry, thanks so much for the time, man. And we'll have to get you back on during football season and talk Oklahoma.
Yeah, definitely. Would totally look forward to that. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. There we go. Great stuff from Kerry Murdoch, 98.1, the Sports Animal, on the Russell Westbrook and blow up of the OKC Thunder.
It's going to be amazing. He's right. This will go down as a 30 for 30. You think just the whole story of them being stolen from Seattle, moving to Oklahoma City, being handed a team that was ready to win with a bunch of young talent. You make it to an NBA Finals with three future MVPs on your roster and Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. You don't ever get back to another NBA Finals. And within a matter of years, all three of them, one's traded, one leaves in free agency, and now you're just going to be forced to deal the other one. It's an incredible story.
I will give you three options you can choose from. I'm going to let you choose the adventure here.
Okay, choose the adventure.
Old man.
Old man.
Alien.
Ooh.
Or Houston Rockets and Russell Westbrook.
Let's stick on this train for a little bit. This needs to be discussed. How in the world is that going to work? Like, somebody texted in earlier, how's it going to work? We saw it. Like, James Harden's not the James Harden that was on OKC. Like, I know they play together. This is a different James Harden than was James Harden in 2012.
Well, you're talking about two of the three biggest usage rate guys in the NBA on one team together.
Yeah.
There's actually, the math will tell you, there's not enough ball to go around.
No, there's only one of those things, I believe.
Yeah, the Rockets could be in the market for Russell Westbrook. What the hell is going on here? That's next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. We've got a lot of non-sports stories to get to today.
We do. We have some fun that we need to have.
I really want to get to the alien one.
Okay, we can talk aliens today.
We've got little man bagel syndrome.
Yeah, we've got an angry little elf.
I don't think that's right.
It's from the movie Elf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie line. Come on.
It's offensive in the movie, so I'm imagining it's offensive in person.
He's 5 feet tall.
Yeah, and he gets pretty ticked about it.
That makes it even funnier.
Yeah, it does.
Because he's not scientifically,
I don't know if it's scientific or if that's like a legality thing.
Whatever, right? Yeah. Whatever the correct word is to use.
He's not a little person.
Yes, he's not a little person. Yeah. He's just small.
He's just really short.
Yeah, he's 5 feet tall.
Like dead even 5 feet.
Yeah, right on the dot.
Yeah, we have that to aliens. We've got a former Patriot saying he'd do this to himself for a Super Bowl ring, which, no, what are you talking about?
This needs to be discussed.
But we were talking with Carrie Murdoch of 98.1 The Sports Animal in OKC. The Thunder are getting blown up. Look, Portland eliminated them in round one, but they have too much money on the books.
Yeah.
They're nothing more than a second round team at best. They're blowing it up. The Houston Rockets, reportedly, according to Brian Windhorst, are trying desperately to jump in here, and now they want Russell Westbrook on their team. Maybe with James Harden and Clint Capella, or probably with Harden, Paul, and Westbrook as well. Which,
wouldn't they have to move Paul's contract?
That's what I don't get. Like, Clint Capella makes.
Clint Capella is probably 19. I want to say he's 19.
Okay. Clint Capella, Sports Track, he just signed a 5-year, $90 million deal. So in the upcoming season, he's going to make $15 million.
Okay. So yeah, you would have to attach a PJ Tucker or some sort. You'd have to go into that depth to get a Russell Westbrook if you weren't trading Chris Paul.
And Westbrook this year is going to make $38 million.
But hold on. This is why it probably wouldn't be Paul. And if it was Paul, Paul would be going to the third team.
You'd have to have a third team.
Because OKC's
not taking Chris Paul on. No, they want nothing to do with Chris Paul.
And that's the point, is they don't want Chris Paul. They don't want contracts. They want cheap dudes to just come in there and draft picks.
Yeah.
They want assets. And Chris Paul is not really much of an asset. Look, Daryl Morey is a really smart guy. He deserves a lot of credit. I think sometimes we give him too much credit as a GM. It's great to watch people be aggressive and always look to build a championship. He's in the business of just believing if you have enough top talent, somehow it can figure its way out.
It'll work out.
I think that's exactly what he's in on. That's the only reason you want Jimmy Butler. That's the only reason you want Russell Westbrook. From a basketball fit standpoint, God help Billy Donovan. I don't know how that works.
You mean D'Antoni?
D'Antoni.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, Houston.
Billy Donovan gets a restart
He'll probably eventually end up getting fired. He'll be a part of the clearinghouse.
Or they like him and they just didn't think the pieces worked
well,
with what he
wanted. Well, he should be more at home with a bunch of young, scrappy guys going back to his college roots.
I mean, let's also be honest. He should have been fired for his defensive strategy against Portland last year. Because
what defensive strategy?
Exactly. Denver figured out how to slow down Dame. You know, Golden State clearly knew how to slow down Dame. I know OKC's not a dominant defensive team, but Paul George not bad. They didn't trap him at all. They let him go off, and Damian Lillard carried his team that entire series. So,
is that team, this is going to sound kind of stupid given the names on the team.
Yeah, it's a lot of big names.
If they kept Chris Paul, how does that team work?
It'd be fun to watch a team actually try and play with two balls in one game, and how would that work itself out? It's on every possession. You got two different chances. Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook dribbling on opposite sides of the floor.
Westbrook shot 29% from three last year.
That he did.
You want James Harden to probably still run the one as he was the MVP. And you want Westbrook to just be a spot-up guy? And then what is Chris Paul doing, too?
Right, because Chris Paul wasn't a great shooter last year either, if my math is correct. I know in the playoffs he was atrocious. So I think ultimately if you did it, you would almost have to turn James Harden into an off-the-ball guy because he's the only one that can shoot at a decent clip. So you'd have to leave him out, let Russell Westbrook try and run around and make plays for him. But James Harden, we know, is best with the ball in his hands. This idea of surrounding James Harden with guys that have to have the basketball just doesn't make any sense.
I do not get the fit at all.
LeBron James issue. Like, LeBron James is best when he has the basketball in his hands. So what do you put around him? Guys that can space and guys that can shoot. So when he drives or he sucks up the defensive attention, he can kick it to a Kevin Love or a Korver or whoever it might be. That's going to knock down Ray Allen in Miami. That's going to knock down an open shot. That's when you can be effective. That was the issue that OKC had, was they had two guys that could score. You had Westbrook, who couldn't shoot, but at least he could still score a decent clip, and Paul George. They didn't have any shooters around him. So you just focus all the attention on them. You could drag off other guys. It's a Dame and CJ problem. You don't have to respect guys at the three-point line. And so if you just have Russell Westbrook standing out there at the three-point line, nobody's going to be within 10 feet of him. Go ahead, shoot all you want, buddy. You're not going to make any of them.
Well, and I would guess, given what we saw with the contract talks and the coaching staff, I would guess Morey is maybe making this deal without even talking to D'Antoni about it.
He's just a believer
in having talent, and you guys figure that out from there. And that's the aspect of Daryl Morey that I think sometimes doesn't get talked about enough, because you listen to any of these podcasts, everybody's like best friends with him. He seems like a nice guy. I'm not even trying to bash him as a person. But nobody talks about how, like, Jimmy Butler and trading everything away for Jimmy Butler was going to solve your championship problem. Even though your team was up 3-2 2 years ago with that squad and just ran into the Warrior problem. Well, the Warrior problem's gone.
Yeah, right? It is. Yeah.
I know Colin and these other people want to say the Warriors are going to win the championship next year. Yeah, no, I'm taking them out. So the Warrior problem's gone. You have the team that was up 3-2. What am I missing here? I'm not an NBA front office guy. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about salary cap stuff the way that that guy does. But I do watch basketball, and I do not understand this infatuation with getting rid of half your roster for one player who kind of doesn't seem to make sense.
It doesn't fit.
Because it's a ball-dominant player, and you already have the ball-dominant guy in the league.
Not to mention the contract that you're going to have on the books. This guy is going to make $38 million this season, then 41, then 44, then 47. He's on the books until 2023. So you're adding that contract, and you're going to try and fit that in? No thanks, man. But Russell Westbrook's one of those guys. He is... You always appreciate watching him, not because he's an aesthetically pleasing shooter or anything. He hustles his ass off. Like, what makes Russell Westbrook unique is he plays his ass off for 82 games. He's always flying around, and he's an incredible athlete. He's one of the most incredible athletes in the NBA. But I've always said this about guys like him. When you lose a step, what can you do? Because eventually, like, he is 29 years old. He's turning 30 in the upcoming season. Eventually, you're not the same explosive player that you were when you were 25. And when you take that away, you have to find another way to adapt your game and still contribute at a high level. So if you take away a step from Russell Westbrook, how does he beat you? He can't shoot.
Would you say
Amari Stoudemire are big guys.
Would you say Vince Carter, though, is more of a comp for Westbrook than Amari?
Sure.
From athletic standpoint, and then not having quite as much ups as you once did. And
I'd say Vince Carter was a better shooter, but I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, I would be willing to say he probably was at one point. 29% from three is pretty
bad. That's bad. He shoots a lot of them, too.
Yeah, he does. Right? He's shooting like 4 or 5 a game.
And it's one thing if you're shooting 34, 35% and you can still, all right, I can still have a post-up game here. I can still knock down a couple open threes every now and then. Like, I'm still going to have an impact, but... If I can't blow by you on the dribble and I can't shoot, and you're talking about paying this guy until he's 34 years old?
Yeah. Listener says, let's not forget the Rockets did beat the Warriors twice in the playoffs with Durant playing a lot better than your Blazers. Well, put Westbrook on the Rockets. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, no, that's proving your point, though. This is proving the point of why are you making a deal like this?
Oh, absolutely.
You beat them twice last year with Durant in the lineup. Now, everybody remembers the two games you couldn't win because Durant went down. They lost game 5, and then they lost game 6. Everybody thought Houston was going to come back and win that series when it happened.
Yeah.
Because without Kevin Durant, the Warriors weren't going to be the same team. They couldn't get it done. That's what people are remembering. It's important to, if you're Daryl Morey, you were tied 2-2. If I'm not mistaken, I think they lost both games at Golden State and then went back and won both games at Houston. I think that's how it went.
And then they lost the next couple. They lost game five in Golden State, and then they lost that game six because Steph had
Durant
like
went
30
down
in
game
the second
five
half
and they lost. Yeah, and then they went back home and they lost in game six. You were there.
That's my point. Just run it back.
Why? Go see. And if Chris Paul's terrible and he is even older than he was this last year, maybe you make a move at the deadline and you try and ship that contract out somehow. But I don't understand the need to add somebody who does not fit whatsoever.
Yeah, somebody says, I know everyone loves Morey, but he's willing to take risks, which I respect because execs are notoriously risk-averse. No doubt. He gets a lot of respect, and he gets my respect for that.
Sometimes you get
this is when you're getting too risky. You're getting way over the line of like what makes basketball sense. And that to me doesn't, but
this is just betting to bet, right? I mean, there's smart bets you see out there and you applaud guys who are aggressive with them, but then it's just at some point you're just throwing your money away.
Yeah. And Derrick Rose being brought up. The problem with that is Rose suffered just horrific injuries.
Multiple
times, yeah.
But he's a similar guy, though. He lost his step, and then he wasn't the same athletic player anymore.
What do you want to get to next?
I kind of want to do this Vrabel segment.
What?
Okay.
What are you willing to part with on your body to win a championship? Your favorite team, whoever it is, college or pro, your ultimate favorite team. What would you be willing to get rid of on your body, a body part, to win the title? One former NFL player goes way extreme. And that's next.
All right, welcome back in 133. We got a whole bunch of stuff still to get to today. It's been a fast-moving show. Actually turned out for a day. Like, we usually spend the evenings looking over stuff and trying to plan out what we're going to talk about the next day. Just to give you a glimpse, last night was one of those nights where I looked and I can always muster up an email of like three or four things. Like, hey, Sprague, here's what I'm thinking. Three or four things. I couldn't even find that last night.
Yeah, I looked a little bit, and I said, you know what? We'll see in the morning. I'm not sending dirt anything.
Yeah, I'll get in the morning. We'll figure this out. So for a day like that, it's actually turned out to be a fun show. We've talked about a whole bunch of stuff. Some of the things we'll have to revisit in the final hour. Swag's Plum's coming up as well. I saw this on Twitter. By the way, Twitter is back up and running. Hallelujah. We didn't know what to do with our lives there for like an hour and a half. There is a podcast called Bussin' with the Boys. Okay. And this is a fun podcast that is hosted by Taylor Lewan and Will Compton.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel, who is the head coach, in case you forgot, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Former Titan slash.
Yes, he did. He caught a touchdown in a Super Bowl, didn't
defensive
he?
Defensive player.
Was that the Eagles Super Bowl,
I think? It was the Eagle
he
one,
got
yeah.
the touchdown. He went on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and they talked about a whole bunch of different things. It's like an hour long, and it's a really off the color. Like, Vrabel has a lot of fun with this. He's not a buttoned-up head coach during this interview. And this comes up. So Taylor Lewan asked him, Matt Neely, who is an assistant for the show, said that he would cut his man unit off for a Super Bowl. Lewan then continues, and I said I would not do that.
The producer said this?
An assistant for the show
God.
His name's Matt Neely. He said he would cut his unit off for a Super Bowl.
No.
Lewan says I would not do that. He then asked Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the team, would you cut your bleep off for a Super Bowl?
Nope.
Mike Vrabel responds, been married 20 years. Yeah, probably.
Hell no, he wouldn't. First of all, any married man knows the wife's not letting you get away with that one.
See, no, here's the funny part, right? So Taylor Lewan responds, you've got three because he won three as a player. Vrabel says, as a player, you guys will be married for 20 years one day. You won't need it. Lewan responds, if you come home with a bag of ice and Jenna's like, oh, honey, what did you do? And you say, I cut my bleep off. We're going to win the Super Bowl. She'd be like, or would she be upset? Vrabel responds, she'd be like, you want me to do it? You want me to do it right now?
Wow. Truly past the level where sex does not matter whatsoever in that relationship.
20 years, apparently. They got to that point in the marriage where it's not a daily factor, I would argue, for the Vrabels at this point. So Mike Vrabel says he would cut his unit off for a Super Bowl as a head coach.
Yep.
He is, how old is he? He's 43 years old.
You know, God bless Mike Vrabel for being honest, and God bless him for probably being in a happy relationship. I don't want that kind of relationship where sex is completely irrelevant after 20 years of being together. You got to spice it up. You always got to be keeping it different in that department. You want it new,
sure,
fresh.
Sure. Got to keep it kinky.
I wouldn't give anything off my body.
You wouldn't?
For any of my favorite teams to win a championship.
Let me run through some body parts that I feel like are not valuable.
Sure.
Okay. Have you been snipped yet?
No.
Okay, you haven't been snipped yet. If you were snipped, would you give up a ball?
Nope.
You wouldn't give up a ball for like a... what if I give you... what is your biggest sports pat? Oregon State.
I don't know if that's my biggest.
What's your biggest sports fandom passion of the teams?
Probably the Blazers right now.
Blazers right now?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably the Blazers.
You give me your left ball, I give you a Blazers three-peat.
No.
Wow, you wouldn't do it?
Nah.
Really?
Somebody else is going to have to be built for that sacrifice.
What about a baby toe?
The little piggy?
Baby toe. You don't need a baby toe. It's
cry
just
wee
down
wee
there.
Wee all the way
it's
home.
It's down there on the end. You don't You don't need that thing.
You
it's
really like
a,
don't.
It's a centimeter long.
Yep.
You wouldn't even notice if it was gone. Oh. I put you under, you feel no pain. Boom, baby toe's gone on your left foot. Blazers three-peat.
No.
Wow.
Uh-uh. Sorry.
Wow.
Gonna have to pass on that
one. So this came up. I'm glad that this whole Vrabel thing has reminded me. There was a radio station in Georgia. I think it was in Athens, but I'd have to refresh my memory. And they did, they like randomly had this conversation before the show and they brought it to the air and they did a poll question on it where they were asking each other and then their listeners, would you shoot yourself in the leg for a Georgia national championship? Like you got to take one to the thigh. Boom. You're going to survive. You're not going to die.
Ugh.
You just got to take a bullet to the thigh and Georgia wins the national championship the following year. And if I'm not mistaken, the poll question they did with listeners had like thousands and thousands of votes on it. And it was like 89%. Yes, I would do it.
Okay.
I'd take one for the team.
Yours is clearly going to be the Ducks, right? Football team.
Yeah.
Cause your Giants have given you three.
Yeah, Giants are out of this. They've given me three. It's a toss up between the Blazers and the Ducks. I might lean Blazers right now.
Okay.
Just because of what that would mean on the national stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would it mean for Oregon to win a title?
It'd be big. It'd be big.
It would be a step in a direction that very few are in.
At least they've been to two, though. Like, the Blazers haven't been to one in 30 years. They haven't won one in 40 years.
So what are you willing to give up, then?
A baby toe, gone.
You really are?
Cut that thing off.
Oh.
You come cut my baby toe off right now, you give me a Blazer title.
What about your...
See, it's different, though, for me. I haven't had kids yet.
Well, we don't even know if you want kids.
Exactly. I can't gamble that big. I can't gamble that
big. What
about
like half your ear?
Yeah, I'd give up half an ear. What do you need ears for? But the lobe? Take my lobe. I don't need a lobe.
Oh, man. You're a braver guy than I am. You're a bigger sacrifice to the city than I am.
We're not all Brandon Sprague here with earrings, all right? What do I need an earlobe for? Okay? What does the earlobe even do on your body?
Well, the earlobe does quite a bit.
What does it do? Tell me.
It has hair on there, so it keeps your head warm.
Somebody said, if you're not one to take one for the team, you're not a true fan.
I hate
not
that.
Not a true fan.
Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it.
Turn in that Blazer fan card.
I'm not giving you my baby toe. I'm not giving you half an ear. I'm not giving you one of my testicles. Earn a championship, build it the right way, and work for it. Don't be handed something because I gave you some part of my body. I almost cut. This is a true story.
Okay.
I don't grow chest hair, but I grow nipple hair. I hate it. It's disgusting.
Would you give up a nipple?
Hold on.
Okay.
I was shaving it one day.
Yeah.
And I went over my nipple.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That
it
hurts.
Was bleeding profusely.
That
it was kind of hanging. Luckily, it wasn't too bad. It recovered. It's still there.
Yeah.
I was freaking out mentally, imagining not having my left nipple.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you get out of a nipple? You could have both mine for a Blazer title.
I don't
Take
know.
Take them both.
Feels normal to have two nipples.
You need two extra nipples? You got them.
Look, my sister-in-law had breast cancer. She'll tell you the nipples
don't
matter.
Don't turn this serious on me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Come on, don't play a sympathy card over there.
I don't want to lose a nipple. I don't want to lose a toe. I would prefer to be 2012 dirt. Surprise me that you're winning multiple championships. Go on a nice run that I didn't see coming.
Oh, wow.
Why do I need to give you some part of me? You know what I've given? I've given some of my paychecks to that damn team.
You have, yeah.
I've paid for tickets. Yeah, I've paid for $10 beer night.
Wow.
I have put my time and my effort in. I don't need to give you anything.
I want to read some of these thoughts at the Bet of You Today text line. Somebody said, Dirt's the hero Portland deserves. Thank you. I have both my nipples, pinky toe, earlobe.
You would
name
lose
it.
Both nipples?
I don't need nipples.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not breastfeeding over here.
You need to go Farmer Fran sometime and get back to me on that nipple thing.
I should, yeah. Get them both pierced.
Just grab them both. Real tough. See, this is a good point. This is how I feel. wasting every Sunday with my crappy team is enough. They owe me a Super Bowl.
But he said, I had a nut removed to beat cancer. I'd let them take my second one for a Ducks title. That's a hero right there. He don't need none of them. Take them both.
Man. I commend you people if you really mean this.
Somebody said, screw taking one for the team. True fans, give one for the team. Somebody said, I'm married so you can take what you want.
You've got to be, look, even for the married people out there, they've been married for like 15 plus years. You have more on than myself and sure. Obviously Dirt. You would really be willing to cut that part
off?
No,
that's different. Like, you're taking, I think when that conversation comes up.
There's no way even he would actually do it. He gets to the hospital.
Yeah, that's a vital organ.
He would get right out of that.
I'm not giving that bad boy up.
Because at least he may not be visiting his wife with that member. Yeah. He's still visiting himself quite frequently
You got to draw the line every now and then. What if I give you an arrow to the thigh?
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
Thinking like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, when he takes the spears in both legs. Looking down at both of his legs.
Look, I had a Beaver fan text in earlier. It was like, I would give up, I can't remember what it was, but give up something serious for the Beavers to win a football championship. I get it. Like, if Oregon State was ever in a situation where I gave up a pinky and win the football championship.
The national title.
It would be insane. We'd talk about it for weeks. We wouldn't believe it.
You'd always have those memories as a fan.
But I would get to a point where they get back to the gutter and I would be looking and not seeing a pinky anymore. And I'd get kind of sad about it.
I could really use that pinky.
Because I don't get a ring.
No, but you get the memories.
I don't get to hoist the trophy.
Yeah, you get the memories of being a fan.
They're not bringing me back 20 years later onto midfield at halftime going, give a round of applause for Brandon Sprague sacrificing his left pinky for that Beaver title.
Somebody said, let's go the opposite for Sprague. Would you get a third nipple for a Blazers title?
Yes.
You would add a third nipple.
I would add something. I wouldn't take something away.
Okay.
You give me a third testicle, I'm in. It's kind of different. People are wondering what's going on here.
Where does
it
go?
You get a face tattoo of the Beaver if it meant they won a college football title?
Can I dictate the size?
Well, enough to, like, be noticed.
Notice, yeah. Not microscopic.
No.
Wouldn't do that?
Nope.
Oh, what a fake fan you are.
Oh, I'm adding a third nipple to my body, but I'm a fake fan.
Swigard, would you lose a ball for the Dodgers to win a World Series?
No.
Would it be the Dodgers you'd pick?
No.
What's the team?
It'd be Oregon State basketball. to win a national championship.
What would you be willing to give up for that?
Oh, you can take a little toe.
Little toe. You don't need a little toe.
I don't need a little toe.
Right, it's just there.
Yeah. Mm.
Does anybody out there not have a little toe? Can you still walk? Okay, 5'5", 305.
Can we just respect the little toe? I feel like it gets disrespected too much in these.
Is there anything with your worse? Balance.
See? I mean, sure, I can
Thank
see
you.
That.
I you have flat feet. My little toe is important.
Flat feet. Is there anything worse than the toenail on the little toe? That little bastard.
I know.
It's just tiny. You can't, like, it just...
You pick it off with your hand. Yeah. Sometimes you go too deep. It starts hurting.
It hurts, right? Then it bleeds a little bit.
But you shouldn't disrespect the little toe. It's not his fault he was pushed to the outside. He's helping with your balance here. You know, karma's going to come get you folks who are giving up your little toe, and some accident's going to happen. Your electric lawnmower is going to go haywire one day. And your little toe's going to get cut off, and you're going to go, you know what? I miss my little toe. Sprague was right.
Keep your thoughts coming. 55305 is the better you today. Text line, Mike Vrabel.
Georgia fans are insane, by the way.
Mike Vrabel says he would cut his you-know-what off to win a Super Bowl. Georgia fans said they would take a bullet to the leg if it meant Georgia were to win a national championship. This might need to be a poll question, though, that Twitter's back up and running. Would you cut off your pinky toe for your favorite team to win?
Need a doctor in the house. Does little toe matter for your body?
To win a championship.
Somebody says the big and the little balance each other out. The middle are the expendables.
We need to get to the science behind this. Okay, I want to have some fun coming up in the next segment. We're going to see how much that we have time for. Josh Norman did something crazy. Also, we have an angry small guy. We'll see if we can get to those next on The Fam.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that, you know, we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, crunch time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. I was not at the Glorious House of Gaines.
I can't even believe it.
Good thoughts coming into the Better You Today text line. Mike Vrabel is a different breed. I think also you can say it just means more down south if you're willing to take a bullet for your team to win a title.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. It does mean more down south, and we can't argue about that anymore.
Didn't Vrabel go to Ohio State, though?
Where did Mike Vrabel go to college?
Well, my point is for the Georgia fans.
Yeah, the Ohio State University, he did.
It does mean more. It does. I'm sorry.
Because
none of them would go through with this. None of them would actually.
Oh, see, I disagree with that. I think Vrabel is just, I mean, that's an easy one. He's jokingly saying, sure, take, you can cut it off, go for it to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've been married 20 years. What do I need it for anymore?
It's a funny, jokey answer, but he would never actually go through with that.
Right.
I think a good chunk of those Georgia fans would take a bullet to the leg.
People are cowards, bro.
I think if you...
Cowards. People act like they would do something like that. They never would.
You guarantee it? You just stand there?
You put a gun on their thigh,
right,
loaded,
on the thigh.
Cocked, ready to go.
Yeah, it hurt like a bitch, but you'd get over it.
Stop. No. I can't do it.
Fine. Alabama's going to win again. All right, go ahead. Shoot me. Go for it. They'd back down immediately. Come on, man. So we had a lot of good funny thoughts coming into the Bet You Today text line. One person said, you can cut both of them off for a Beaver football championship. I don't want kids, not even a concern.
There you go.
I do request to get some kind of prosthetic replacement, though.
No, sirree. The stipulation is...
Yeah, you get some stretchy skin, a couple of ping pong balls, and replace. Good as new.
Ping pong balls.
I had my uncle Jim, who you met in Nebraska, when his dog, who they just had to put down, which is kind of sad, when he got fixed initially, he had asked the vet if they could take them out and then, like, replace them with ping pong balls. So there's like still, so he still feels good. You know, like there's still something hanging there.
Too bad
there.
That probably damages or harms the animal.
Yeah, I don't think that they did it, but he at least made the request. Like, can he still have the little dangle so he can feel good about himself?
If you're getting rid of it for a championship, you do not get to replace it. That's the rule.
Somebody texted in, I'm an MD at OHSU, and I can tell you that your little toe is vitally important to your balance.
Thank you.
If you were to lose the middle toe, that would be ideal.
Boom.
Okay, so he's saying middle toe's the one to lose. That's fine.
So stop disrespecting the little toe.
Fine, take the middle toe then.
So your foot looks like a pitchfork at that point?
Like, well, you guys want to play the game. I'm out.
Tuning fork down there.
You do it?
Is that the equivalent of a foot shocker?
If you're into those sorts of things, because Mike Vrabel clearly doesn't do any of those things.
When does football season start?
Maybe you get some use out of that thing.
Would you do the middle toe?
Yeah, I'd do a middle toe.
I'd do it.
For a Blazer title, I'd do a middle toe.
For an Oregon State basketball title, Final Four,
it'd be pretty special.
Wouldn't it?
It'd be pretty special.
You could go to the games. You could hang the tickets up on your wall.
My upset of the year is you choosing the Blazers because I just think the cocky dirt in the sports fan is a real thing.
Sure.
But he's kind of died a little bit for a while.
Yeah, there hasn't been many things to be cocky about.
If Oregon was to beat Alabama on the national championship stage or Clemson,
That would be awesome.
I don't know if it gets sweeter than that as a college football guy.
My answer might be different if you ask me in like October. I'm still caught up in the Blazers run. Like of them being in an NBA finals, the entire country talking about them at length, Damian Lillard being rewarded for all of his patience and his loyalty. Like you take on Giannis in Milwaukee in the finals and you find a way to beat him. That would be, but it's close. It's like a 1A, 1B for me right now.
It's a good point, too. This listener says, I'm not cutting anything off if I'm not going to get any thank you in return for the good karma. And that's the point. You guys are sacrificing something like that, and you're not going to get any acknowledgement from the team. You're not going to
get the enjoyment out of a title. That's enough.
And then that'll last a year, and then they'll lose the next year, and you'll be pissed, and you'll be right back all over again.
Doc Parker would give me a shout-out.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, you'd get a shout-out from Doc.
And we like to thank Jason Swigard for sacrifice. I don't know if he can. He might not be able to mention you on the Beaver Sports Network.
Yeah, it's just like some voodoo magic. I don't know how that would apply. Speaking of which, this actually, I'm glad that I was reminded of this. There is an athlete that needs something, and that was one of our poll questions today. So if you didn't see it yesterday, Albert Haynesworth, we all remember him, right? So he played for Tennessee, signed a giant contract with Washington, failed his physical. Career didn't go well from him from there.
When you talk about athletes that are given too much and not grateful enough, I think his name might come to mind the most of every athlete.
Yeah, he got a $100 million contract.
And then got fatter and quit trying.
He quit trying, and he couldn't pass his physical.
He couldn't run 20-yard sprints.
Yeah, I think it was like that, right? It was like something along those lines. Anyways, well, he apparently is suffering from kidney failure, and he took to Instagram yesterday to post a picture asking desperately, said his life's on the line. He needs a kidney. Or he is going to die. He is told, who did he tell this to? The Knoxville News Sentinel.
He put it on Instagram, too.
Oh, did he put it again? Yeah. He said he's received hundreds of calls and offers for organ donations, as well as well-wishers and individuals expressing interest. He needs a kidney. Would you give an athlete a kidney?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because I've seen a billboard on 205 that Angela needs a kidney.
Yeah.
I see that all the time, and I haven't seen it lately, but I think about that. Would I be willing to do it? And I just think I'm too much of a coward.
And my initial thought here, too, was, and I like Albert Haynesworth, I don't know anything about Albert Haynesworth other than him getting the big contract and failing the physical like that, and him being a good defensive lineman in Tennessee.
Sure.
So that's what I know about Albert Haynesworth. I do find it interesting that things like this happen. Like, think about just the normal people that need new kidneys.
There could be like a 7-year-old kid that needs it.
Right? And because, I mean, he has the power to do it. So clearly it looks like it's going to work out for him, because he had hundreds of calls and offers to donate organs.
Oh, did he get a match?
He's saying he's getting a ton of calls and people saying, I'll give it to you. But yeah, you clearly got to go through the whole match process.
Is there a big risk in doing that?
I think for the person that gives it up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
you only got one kidney, so...
You're still having major surgery, so yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Number of things that can happen.
And you got to make sure nothing goes wrong with your kidney.
Right.
Because you only got one kidney.
Well, you need to make sure, yeah. I mean, you can be fully functional on one kidney, but you need to make sure your kidneys are all healthy, first of all. But,
yeah,
major surgery like that, the risk of infection and all those sorts of other things. There'd have to be some sort of personal attachment, like somebody in my family or somebody very
close
to.
Where do you draw the line, though?
But just
second cousin?
Random sports athlete or something?
Yeah, no.
No.
That's a whole nother level of fan, to think of him throwing this out there and getting...
See, I don't know if these people are all doing it because they're Albert Haynesworth fans. Again,
sure.
Did he have fans? By the end of his career, he was
Tennessee,
a pariah.
He did. I bet in Tennessee he does. Where he played. I mean, he was a dominant defensive lineman at Tennessee. That was in the heyday of Tennessee football, too.
Yeah. You might be right. Maybe it is Tennessee. It's a cool thing that fans are willing to do it for him. But to your point... Who's to say there's not a 9-year-old that needs a kitty desperately, and you're kind of like, Albert Haynesworth, $100 million, 9-year-old who might be poor and not have any options. There's a lot to choose from here. I'm not good in medical stuff. Like when Swag was, I'm not kidding, when Swag was just talking about it.
Are you getting like lightheaded
over
there?
I started getting lightheaded.
Really?
Yeah. I can't do blood. I can't do.
Getting queasy over there?
I'm not liking this conversation. And I thought we were good to talk about it when you brought it up, because I saw the post.
Sure.
But now that we're actually like talking, it's making me a little nauseous. I don't do medical stuff well at all. I don't even like to go to my wife's work to pick her up.
At a hospital.
I'm always like, I'm outside, come out.
It's been a rough half hour for you then.
Well, yeah, you guys are trying to cut my baby toe off, trying to give me a third nipple, and now you're putting me on a hospital bed, hypothetically giving away a kidney. I respect everybody that's willing to do it.
Sure.
But I also respect people who are willing to be really honest and just say, no, I'm too chicken to do it. And my daughters and my wife and maybe my brothers.
Yeah, it's a short list.
You know, I mean, the list isn't long. And I feel bad saying that, but it's, I can't help that.
Yeah. All right. Is that enough there? Are we done here?
Sure. We have aliens.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a lot to get to in the final
hour. We have a small bagel guy.
We do. All right. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness, as low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. We do have Swag's Plums coming up at 2:15. By the way, Bree stopped by before the show, and she was asking us what we had on the board. And at the time, the only thing written was Swag's Plums. And she thought the segment was called Swag's Puns. So if you could give us some puns at 2:15, that would be great.
No. You have to talk to Papa Swag for that.
We'll get to that coming up.
I have for 4 decades fought off really bad puns.
We'll do some plums and some puns coming up at 2:15. We have Josh Norman news, and I wonder how the Redskins feel about this. We have some old guy stuff we need to talk about. It needs to be discussed what Odell Beckham Jr. wore to the ESPYs last night. And an angry small guy. It's going to be a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.